Welcome to the Fangover podcast, where we romance all things that go bump in the night. I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers Book Blog, and I am joined by
Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog
and Stephanie from Ideally Inspired Reviews.
So today we are soaring to the heavens, and once we put away our rabbits away, we'll come back and talk about today's zodiac sign and give you some book recommendations based on that sign. And today's sign is Pisces, which I've learned is impossible to spell. So literally, in all our preparations for this, I spelt it pi as in delicious apple pie and seas as in like ocean. This is a new spelling for Pisces. So some Pisces factoids. So if you've ever been born between the 19th of February and the 20th of March, this is your sign. It's a water sign. Some famous names that share the sign are Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Anne Bonny, Daniel Craig, George Washington, Kurt Cobain, Steve Jobs, and I think Einstein was also, also a Pisces.
Very so, odd list.
Yeah, it's
very eclectic.
Yeah. We've got pirates, we've got actors, we've got presidents.
Grunge.
And
grunge.
Yeah,
grunge. Yeah. A bit of everything. Nerds. Yeah. This should help narrow it down.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
We're just going to start throwing character names out, see which ones stick.
Just something will stick. I mean, just have at it. It's free for all today.
So, some characteristics of a Pisces is, so there are artistic, creative, and imaginative, but also have a tendency to be fantasists and don't like to get too familiar with reality. They're empathetic, romantic, and uber emotional. They're that shoulder to cry on, but they're also impressionable and have a tendency to overthink and dwell too heavily on negative emotions. They also tend to wear rose-tinted glasses in a relationship and will ignore anything that shatters the illusion of that. They're also pleasure-seeking hedonists, so they're a lot of fun, but they're also associated with addictions, substance abuse, and poisons. And they have a great interest in the mystical and the occult. So I'm going to be honest, guys. I did struggle a little bit when I first started looking at Pisces. I realised that I would struggle to find a hero or heroine I actually liked who had some of these traits. I mean, I did find some. So what I ended up having to do is finding like isolating one particular aspect of Pisces and then like working with that rather than trying to work with this like complete definition of Pisces. So what did kind of your research tell you about the Pisces star sign?
So some of the things you did mention that came up in my searching was daydreamers and empathetic, introverted. I think that's the only ones that you didn't mention for me.
I said empathetic.
I wrote silent but deadly, but, you know, maybe that's... I'm just like, leave me to incorporate death into every... every star sign. Don't worry, you guys. I will find a murder street. Don't you worry.
I feel like a Pisces would murder someone in a fit of passion.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
if they were going to murder someone.
Totally.
Or they got really heavily into those negative emotions and were, like, shot up at a mall or something.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they're that person. Or killed themselves from the sound of it as well.
Like, I mean, hey, that's still murder. It doesn't make sense.
So many ways you can go with a Pisces. And I'm really sorry if we're alienating any Pisces.
Right? Like, please, this is not, we know that real Pisces are not murderous.
I mean, creative. And we also know that, like, star signs are bullshit, right? I mean...
I believe in it. only because of course, like, growing up, I was, like, really into, like, astrology, and, like, I didn't necessarily believe in, like, the blanketed horoscopes and stuff, because I do feel like that's kind of bullshit. Like, how do you know? How do you know that we're all going to go through this? But I do feel like astrology sign, like, that I can usually figure out what kind of sign somebody is. Like, if, like, by observing a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, minus Suzanne.
I believe that they are, like, astrology in general, like, as a science, I've always believed in, because I also
Suzanne's like, fuck.
Had a lot of exposure to that as a child. But I don't believe it in, like, horoscopes, like, blanket statements.
Right, more exactly.
As in individuals, like, you know, your natal charts and, like, that kind of stuff. So it's...
This is
too generic and open.
As a blanket statement, I think it's all bullshit.
Just put it out there. Not surprising as a Leo that you...
Oh, of course. It's because I'm a Leo.
It's okay. But... It's all right, Suze. It's fine. It's okay. Listen, we are understanding in our Aquarius and Capricorn signs that you as the Leo of the group would feel such a way. And it's okay. We're not offended because that's so Leo, you know?
And I feel also because Aquarius and Capricorn just don't give a shit about it.
Right, we really don't. We're just like, okay, that's fine. You're not gonna change our mind. So go ahead and hate on it. It's fine.
I mean, flat earthers, people who believe in astronomy. Like.
How dare you? We believe in round planets. How dare you?
Hey, we've got all demographics covered. We've got believers and non-believers represented on this panel.
That's true. But once again, Suze is in, like, on the opposite end.
All by herself.
So basically, we're staying on brand here. So it's fine.
Yeah.
That's what you come to expect.
So, moving swiftly on. So, last time we did a star sign one, as Francesca very horribly stole one of my people, which makes me really glad I'm the host, because I this week had the Black Dagger Brotherhood Pisces person.
Fine.
And I am going for Fury, a little bit because of the drug addiction. Mm-hmm. According to my research, they're kind of associated with addictions and poisons, etc. And we all know that Fury is killing himself with what is it called? Red smoke or whatever. And in his book, he starts to like think about this isn't enough. And does he pick up heroin?
Yeah,
at some point as well. So it gets
it's not as like potent for them with their anatomy, right. But yes.
Yeah, but he still goes through withdrawals, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has his vices.
He's definitely, definitely addicted. But then I feel like this kind of addiction was created by him being overly empathetic with Zadis. So I thought that really fit as well. He's definitely more in touch with his emotions, perhaps, than the other brothers. And he definitely like dwells quite heavily on like the negative things. And which has kind of driven his addiction and his driving force to look after Zadis to the detriment of his own self as well.
And also there's something that happens like halfway through the series where he has to sacrifice himself for somebody else. That again reinforces that.
I mean, he sacrificed half of his leg for...
For his brother,
His brother,
sacrificed his future for another brother, so...
Exactly. So he's definitely... I think that's a great one,
Yeah. I love Fury, though. I think he's, like, an underrated brother, and I wish that she would do more on him.
Yeah, he needs another, like, revisiting his character book to, like, fix the stuff that was done.
Because I feel like he's probably grown. You're like, no. But I feel like he's grown quite a lot since his own book, because he's
that's
got
true.
Responsibilities mm-hmm. now.
And I just think that he was... I think I liked him... Like, I think that when he was, like, a side character in the earlier books, before he got his... dedicated mm-hmm. book, I really was intrigued by him, like by his character. Mm-hmm. But then once we got his book, I was like, oh my gut, like pain and suffering. Jesus. Like, is this what it's like in your brain? It's like, like exactly. It's like add insult to injury, and then, you know, and I'm just like, no wonder you were into drugs, because just like, I want to get into drugs just reading your story. But no, but I mean, that's not to say that he's a terrible character by any means. I just mean, like, I think, again, as the Capricorn, I was not as, I didn't care too much about his whole story.
Same.
I feel like the book didn't do him or Cormier, like, it did him a bit of a disservice.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know?
Agreed. I mean, I never really care, like, that much for him. Like, he wasn't, like, the forefront of my mind ever. But because of that book, and I feel like it was a disservice to his character, and after knowing the backstory, I'm like, somebody give him some happiness and not this bullshit that happened here, because this is not settling any, like, past grievances for me. So
seeing him in the background of our books, he's definitely, like, happy. Like, he's a he's a caretaker, right? He likes taking care of people. Yeah. So taking care of the chosen, like,
As whatever, fill in the blank, because we don't want to spoil it. But
we don't want to spoil the series.
But it suits what he likes to do without pushing him over the edge, like
exactly
sadist.
I agree.
It's like he's found his place, and I would just like even if it's like a secondary story thread, like, I just want to see him.
I think
make
it
sure
needs that.
He's all right.
Yeah. And I wanna...
Yeah.
So. Hey, who knows? Maybe he's just banging all the chosen right now, and it's like, it's a party in that house.
I mean, that would make things far more interesting for me, at least.
Oh my god, if that happens, I would stop reading.
Of course, no. Zeus, of course.
No.
Meanwhile, I'm like, yes.
There's a couple of reasons. One being that, obviously, it completely goes against the whole thing that she set up about having, like, your one hell run and one shot.
Yeah, but that's like also part of the role in which he picked, you know? I mean, like, you did. It's not like it was thrust upon you. You decided to take on this role. So therefore, don't be complaining later.
They have needs, you know, those chosen.
He's in a position of power over them, and if he starts taking advantage of it by banging them all, like, I wouldn't like him very much. So I don't like any trope where there's a power differential. I'm not in it. I like age gap, like professor student, like all that is just, I hate it so much. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable. So
when we get blue green planet aliens random appendages and furry tails, like, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing, because they don't really have power over them in the same way.
Yeah, they kidnapped them from another planet.
No.
Well,
no,
I mean,
don't.
To be
the
fair, some of them
aliens
are
the one that kidnapped them.
Well, I would say, like, that's what I was going to say. I was like, in Suzanne's defense, they don't, like, come to planet Earth and steal, well, in most of them, they don't come to planet Earth stealing them away.
So all the alien romances I like, the heroes are never the ones who have kidnapped the heroines.
They're
the always
savior.
The ones, they're normally the ones that, like, save them. Or
wouldn't that still be a position of power? Because, like, they've been kidnapped and thrown into this other planet, and they can't get out of there by themselves. So whoever is the savior is in a position of power.
Yeah, but there's always really clear consent. And, like, you can always tell that they don't have that position of power. Like, you would if you were someone's teacher, or if you were,
oh my god, I,
like,
thought you said someone's
30 teacher. Years older.
Teacher. Like, this is where Stephanie's brain is going. Every conversation. Jesus.
I will defend Ice Planet Barbarians to the death, guys.
As we will defend age gap and student teacher and... I mean,
to be fair, with age gap, I don't mind. It's when either the hero or heroine is like 19, and then the hero
is like
50. The older one is like 30 or 40. It just really skews me out.
Oh, like, I don't mind it too much, but I think it's all in context. Like, I don't want like grooming to have happened, and then they're 19, and then, like, let's take advantage. Like, that bothers me. But I think that if, like, you meet at that age and then have, like, an organic, like, healthy relationship from there, then that's okay. But I agree. I think that it's really all in context and depending on... Okay, Suze, I'm just never going to convince you. It's okay.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
I know, that's why I was like, you know what? Halfway through, why am I doing this? Sam does not care. He will not budge. So it's okay.
I will never, like... If I see that that's the age gap in it, I would never pick it up because I'm like, why would I?
So we have to trick you into the age gap. Okay.
And I'm not going to like hate read something.
Like, no,
I don't want to read something to not enjoy it.
Okay. It's for the greater good. Take it.
It's fine. Okay, if you want another episode like Rhapsodic.
Oh, God.
Awkward. That would make me so angry.
Not go that route again.
I know. Like, Suzanne makes me even hate books that I thought I loved.
She's ruined
it's my superpower,
for all of us.
Guys.
I know.
I
That's
feel like
the Leo in you.
Author will ruin that book for everyone, not me. Okay. That book still makes me angry when I think about it. So.
Wait, I think are you confusing Rhapsodic and Fighting for Destiny? What was it?
Oh, no, I'm thinking.
No, she knows exactly.
Yes,
oh, okay.
She is confusing.
Oh, yeah,
them.
That's right. Listen,
I mean,
they're interchangeable
Rhapsodic,
for Suzanne, so.
Yeah. Wow. Rhapsodic wasn't quite as bad. I finished that one, but it was still a little bit like, ugh. Yeah,
oh,
funny. Fighting for Destiny is the one that infuriated me.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I remember the covers being similar. I think that's probably what it
no.
is.
Well,
not really. Not. I mean, there's people in one and there's, like, people
antler.
In the other.
They are both dark and they both have letters on them, okay?
The standards are pretty low for comparison here.
Right?
I know.
Color scheme.
Anyway, I'm going to go to my second recommendation because it's kind of in the same vein, and that's Chess from the Downside Ghost series by Stacey O'Kane. Again, that whole addiction piece is there with Chess. I think that's probably about it from her, but she is quite pleasure seeking. Mm-hmm. She has the addiction. When it comes to mystical and occult, obviously she's a witch. She works from the church, and the church has had this kind of occultish twist, I suppose, in the Downside Ghost series. And I would say she was quite an emotional character as well.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't say she was particularly empathetic, but I would say that she was quite emotional. So yeah, that's my first round of comparisons, recommendations, because I like both, obviously love the Black Dark Above Here series and Fury, unlike these two.
Again, true, staying on brand.
Yeah, and the Downside Ghost series is just an amazing series.
It is.
Everyone, like, it's just so good. So you definitely need to read that too.
Really,
Francesca?
Is. Okay, so I really struggled with Pisces, and I did the same thing you did. So, like, I picked a few traits, and, like, I try to pick somebody for them. So they not necessarily, like, fit all the things. But my first one is, I guess, same like Suzanne, going for the bit of the darker addiction aspects of the Pisces, is Dex Foray from the Experiment in Terror series by Karina Haley. I feel like he also dwells on negative thoughts a lot as well. Mm-hmm. And he can come across a little bit introverted with, you know, people that don't really know him. He opens up later. And he's also artistic. I mean, he does all, like, the video editing and all that. So I would say he's quite creative. Not necessarily, like, the daydreamer type, but he's also into music. So I would, like, imagine that that's kind of an escape, that he always has, like, music playing, or there's a lot of conversations about music with Perry. And honestly, I also thought a little bit about Perry because she fits a little bit more on that daydreamer part of Pisces, but I settled on Dex. I think that that's a...
I think they're both a good fit.
That's a better fit for me. And for my second choice, I'm going to go with something a little bit lighter in theme here. And just going with like that character that wants to escape his reality and is quite introverted and a musician. And I'm going back to LH Causeway like I did with Aquarius. So I'm going to pick Shane Arthur from Still Life with Strings by LH Causeway. And this book is a magical realism. So it does have like a light touch of paranormal in it. And our hero is, he plays the violin. He's like actually quite successful musician. And the heroine is she's a street artist, but like she does like the, you know, like when you like stand in the corner and like not move and like pretend to be a statue, living statue, that's what it is. Yeah, and actually this book is quite hot and steamy, so I would say could go with a little bit of the pleasure seeking aspect of Pisces as well. So That's my two first picks.
Is it Faux Month with the hero who
is a sex worker?
But wasn't he a former addict? I can't remember.
That I don't remember, but the sex worker part, obviously, I remember.
I mean, of course.
Oh, he was a rookie.
Naturally.
He was a great hero, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he was definitely empathetic as well.
Yeah.
Like, he was quite like a shoulder to cry on kind of character. Mm-hmm. Because that was part of his work, right? Like,
yes.
It was obviously the sex as well, but also, like, part of his job was being, like...
a therapist.
Almost like a therapist kind of thing for his clients. Yeah. So I think he would be a good Pisces.
Yeah. Stephanie?
So both of the characters that I have for... that I knew or felt really... fit the Pisces profile. They're both heroines. And the first one that I had was Lou from the Serpent and Dove series. I felt to be that way. Like, she's got the empathy thing down. Obviously, she's introverted, but she's introverted for all the right reasons. But she's, you know, creative. She's obviously a witch. And so I felt like she really encompassed a lot, like she checked a lot of those boxes. And then the second one that I had was Elaine from the ACOTAR series from Sarah Maas. So like I said, staying on brand, I'm going to pick somebody from Sarah Maas almost because she has so many great characters.
That's
and
fine.
Also Sarah is very into astrology. And so I know that it's going to be easy to pick characters, so that's kind of a cheat for me. But Elaine, I think, is also that way because, again, she's very introverted. The music thing isn't as big, but, like, she is into, like, she loves gardening. That's, like, her shtick, like, her one thing. But yeah, so I
think gardening's creative.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, I find that as a form of creativity because, you know, you have to cultivate and then you have to also, like, you're planning. You have to plan for these, like, your garden, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you're going to map it out and then also, like, colors, flowers, different vegetables, like, whatever you're going to have in there. So she's she's very much, I mean, and Feyre, her sister in the series, is, like, the artist, like, paint-wise. And I almost picked Feyre for this one, but I think that I think Elaine definitely fit the Pisces profile more than Feyre did. Just mainly because I'm thinking about the introverted aspect of it. Because I don't, like, I feel like Feyre isn't necessarily somebody that's very out, like, you know, extroverted per se. But maybe she's, like, an introverted extrovert, like Feyre is. But Elaine, I think she's very empathetic. She's attuned to, you know, other people's feelings. She feels a lot, like, obviously we spend, like, it's almost like Fury. Like, she spends almost an entire book, like, wallowing. So just because, like, she feels so intensely. So I'm curious to see, like, what her actual, like, if she gets, like, a dedicated book, because Nessa just had hers. So I'm assuming Elaine will have her own book, and I'm sure it'll be kind of Fury-ish, just on, you know, us getting to see more about her, where we feel like she may be a little more positive in the background, but maybe she is into drugs. I don't know. maybe she's an addict of another kind. Like, I don't know. but yeah, so those are my...
We've really doubled down on the addicts.
I know. Yeah. Last episode, it was kink, and now this one, it's addiction.
Trying to pick all the good traits here.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's time for the Ice Planet Barbarian corner of this episode. So we've had the BDB corner, the math corner, and now it's the Ice Planet Barbarian corner. And honestly, this is not the best fit because I couldn't really think of anyone, but I went for Josie from Barbarian's Mate, which is in the Ice Planet Barbarian series. I think it's number 5.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds familiar. I think I have read that one, yes.
Yeah, so it's a grumpy sunshine pairing, and she is the sunshine, but the only real aspect she has from a Pisces is that she's like that shoulder to cry on for. She has all the like positive ones, actually. So she's a bit of a romantic, like she like really wants to like find her mate. She really loves the idea of like having a mate. She's really empathetic. She's like the shoulder people's cry on. She's like everyone's friend. She doesn't really have any of the other characteristics, if I'm honest. But she's definitely like emotional. But she's also like romantic and empathetic. So she's a really great. She's a really great character. I love that book, actually. It's one of my favorites. But I would say like Josie like embodies some of like the positive traits of Pisces, just to change the course of a little bit where we are really. And the other one I had was the hummingbird / Shireen from the Archangel's Son. So she's an artist, so she has the artistic thing, and until very recently she's very much been stuck in her madness because of some things that have happened to her, getting really into those negative emotions. But at the same time, even though she's been a bit cray cray, she's also kind of been empathetic and tried as much as she was able to at the time.
Well, I think that also contributed to her cray crayness. Yeah, that she was feeling too much.
So knowing why she's like she is, because it is revealed in like the latest Guildhunter books, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a bit like Fury, who fell into his emotions and into addiction. Mm-hmm. She kind of felt too much of her emotions and like
internalized,
fell into
herself.
Like this, yeah. Like completely like disconnected, mm-hmm. from the world, I think is what happened with her. And then her book is her basically emerging, which was really nice. I know it wasn't the book that people wanted, and it wasn't really the book that I wanted, but I read it and I'm like, glad this came out. Yeah, because it was a really nice one. So I think she kind of embodies like some of the both like negative and like the positive aspects, mm-hmm. of a Pisces.
Totally. That's a good one.
Yeah. Francesca?
So, two more that I have. So one is Phaedra from the Kushiel's Dark series. I can't remember. Kushiel's Legacy, I think, is the name of the series. It's a trilogy, yeah. By Jacqueline Carey, which is a fantasy series, and I absolutely love that particular trilogy. I have read more in like the overall world, but that's definitely one of my favorites, and I love her character. It's very tied into religion, how this world is set up, but basically the service to the different gods or whatever, there's a group of people that serve the gods by sex. So she is a courtesan by trade. I would say that she's also very free-spirited and wanting to serve people. Like, that's why she is in the path that she's in, and when she is with people, it's with wanting to like help them through the sex, that she's helping them let go of something that is going on with them or whatever emotions and things like that. And it is quite kinky, and like it's not It's not regular sex and regular courtesan. It's,
Stephanie's like, it's a BDSM. Stephanie's already bought it.
Like, you know, they're like at the
You know how to draw me
maybe,
in.
Yeah, there might be like cutting or whatever. And she's like seeing it as I'm helping this person. And through this trilogy, she goes through this connection with another woman. And then there is a love interest with a very quiet, reserved, very introverted. It's like one of my favorite, like, epic romances of all time, Fedra and Jocelyn. So love, love, love this series. And I think, like, the feel of the series itself, it's quite occult and quite mysterious in how it ties in religion with, like, the world building. So I think that it fits Pisces quite well. And then the other one that I had is, tying this back to the Psy Changeling, I would say Sasha Duncan, which we just read about. And it's kind of a cheat because she is an empath. And I think that she does embody that like shoulder to cry on and the one that would cover for somebody. Like we talked about the scene with the twins where she didn't want to rat them out with the mom or whatever. So I just think that she fits the nicer side of Pisces quite well. And I do have a couple more like sweeter ones, but we'll see if we get to them. Stephanie,
did you have any more? Stephanie,
I had a couple. So one from Outlander was Ernie, Murtaugh, who is Jamie Fraser's uncle on his maternal uncle, who kind of is almost like a father figure to him throughout like the first couple of books. But I feel like he's the same, where he is introverted, but he's also empathetic. He basically keeps Jamie in line emotionally, like keeps him in check, so that he doesn't keep getting captured and having these murder attempts and things. But but I feel like he's very Pisces-ish. And the other one that I had while we were sitting here and I was thinking about it, because I'm like looking at my bookshelf. They're like, ooh. I'm totally cheating. Was also from the Sarah J. Maas series, and it was Lysandra from the Throne of Glass series. And ironically, she's a sex worker, and like she's a sex worker in that she was sold into it. Like she's not a she didn't choose that trade in the beginning. So she was basically raised almost like a concubine, I think would be the best way, where she's raised in the pleasure arts. So like she knows how to do her job well. But she is very empathetic. She is, I would definitely compare her again to Fury minus the, addiction, in that she is willing to, take the brunt of a job or a John, if you will, to take away from, other more vulnerable, I don't even want to call them concubines, but like other ladies of pleasure that are maybe like younger. And so, you know, she'll take the brunt of it to basically save someone else. So she's willing to sacrifice herself on multiple occasions for the greater good. But she's also very quiet and reserved, and you don't know too much about her until later on in the series. Like it takes a lot to get to know who she is. So I would say that she's very Pisces-ish. So those are my other two. I mean, Pisces is really hard to find, like,
yeah,
to find somebody that really is like hardcore Pisces. I do think that Fury is like a really great one for sure. Mm-hmm. And I also think that the Hummingbird was also really great as well.
So I have some more. Like, one is a series, one is a book that I want to read but haven't read yet. And one is actually a character from a TV series.
Oh.
So I don't know if you guys have watched Firefly, but if
yes.
you should do. So I'm thinking about Inara.
Oh.
Who, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it is about
sex workers. Yeah.
I think it's because, like in a positive way, like the sex workers we're talking about, like, kind of encapsulates that being empathetic, like emotional, but like in a positive way of they try to almost combine the sex work with being like a counselor to their clients, right. and stuff. And that is the very much like Inara's like role, because she's been trained, like much like you were saying, from an early age, yeah. in like the arts of pleasure, and that includes sex, but it also includes conversation
and companionship and companionship
yeah. and things like that. I feel like she's quite creative and imaginative. She's definitely super smart. I mean, so she kind of envelops those kinds of the aspects of Pisces. I wouldn't say that she dwelled on negative emotions very much or addictions, because I think she's actually quite, she's like really level headed.
She's addicted to
Mel. Oh, who isn't? Who isn't addicted to Mel?
I know.
I love Firefly. It's like Doctor Who and Firefly are my two like,
shocker sci-fi
in the world.
Sci-fi, yeah. Well, that's not shocking.
And also Battlestar Galactica.
Oh my god, I love Battlestar Galactica. Oh my god, we could have like a whole episode on Battlestar Galactica because I love it. Oh my god,
it's just so good, so good. I love it.
Sorry, fangirl moment. I'm like, I love.
No, I love Battlestar Galactica. I have never watched the original series. I mean, like the like.
Oh yeah, the old series. Well, and I would say though, Suzanne, if you liked Battlestar Galactica, Ron Moore was the producer of that, and he's the producer of Outlander. So of course, I think you would enjoy the Outlander series. But you know, that's.
I feel like I probably would enjoy Outlander as well. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's on Netflix.
There's a huge list of. I know it's on my to watch list, as are like. So many of us.
Put it on while you're knitting.
I'm watching Life on Mars at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Because that's been on there. I haven't got it, and it's amazing. That's another recommendation, guys. Read that. It's got nothing to do with any of the star signs. But I mean, it's kind of mystical. The guy gets flung back 30 years in the past, I guess. Mm. So the one that I want to read, and Stephanie, this is a fae book.
No.
But, like, if you've ever read it, you'll realise why I like it. And it's called Demon Disgrace by M.J. Haag.
Oh,
and
no,
it's, like, this
one.
Is books. This is, like, book 7 in the series. And the heroine in it is called Hannah. So the premise of this world is that there's been a massive, like, event which has kind of turned it dystopian. And it's at the same time, like, these creatures, these, like, grey humanoid demon-like creatures come out from under the earth alongside these like hellhounds, and they start killing people. But they turn out to not actually be the bad guys, and you find out, like, I don't want to spoil it too much, but anyway, they're the heroes of this story, and everyone thinks they're demons, but you actually find out they're fae. And they've been living underneath the earth. And the reason that they so willingly kill people is that they've been able to do that where they lived before. And because of this kind of magic thing, for magic reasons, no one actually ever dies. They always respawn, and they don't realize that these other people can't do that. Which is why you're able to forgive them for like the bloodbath that they commit at the beginning of the series. So yeah, and the one that I'm reading now, Hannah is our heroine who has survived through this really hard world. And in the end, it's not the fae or the hellhounds that are the problems. It's the other people that turn into the problems, you know? So Hannah's been through a lot. You don't know everything, but you know a little bit. But she's basically turned to alcohol. And she's an alcoholic. And this is her story. Yeah, this is her story. So you've seen bits of her in a previous book, and she's definitely like dwelling on the negative, but you kind of understand because the world has just ended and everyone's like, you're in danger like every second of the day. So yeah, it's her story, and I'm really looking forward to it. And the series, and I've forgotten what it's called, but it's by MJ Haag, is amazing. I definitely recommend giving it a try. And then my last thing, which I'm going to sneak in, and this is because it this is like a series recommendation, okay, rather than just like one book, because it links to the again. Oh God, it links to the mystical and the occult, but also a little bit to the addiction and the negative emotions and that kind of thing, because it's quite a dark series. And it's the Black London series by Caitlin Kittredge. The first book is called Street Magic.
Oh yeah, I've read that, I think. That sounds
yeah
familiar.
So Jack is a heroin addict, huh? Mm-hmm. In it, but he's a recovering, I think, in the books, or he's about to start recovering from the first book. And our heroine is a police officer in the Met. And it's really dark. There's a load of like magic and the occult. Like, it mixes lots of different like types of magic. Mm-hmm. And it's just if you want something that's quite dark and gritty and urban fantasy-ish, there is kind of a romance, but it's not really like, it kind of evolves throughout the series. It's not really a main story point, but this is definitely one I can highly recommend. It's really good.
So I have a couple left. One is just like the vibe, I think, fits the Pisces traits, and it is also an urban fantasy series. And if I had to compare it to something else that I just recommended, I would say it's a good comparison for the Jacqueline Carey series. So it's the House of Camara series by Kristen Painter, and the first book is called Blood Rites. It is quite dark and gritty urban fantasy. The heroine is a special like human race that basically is the ones that are bred to like feed vampire nobility, and her patron is murdered at the beginning of the book, so she kind of has to like go on the run. They framed her a little bit, so she goes on the run and she's trying to like figure out how to escape the sanctions and all of that, which there is a lot of like vampire politics and that kind of stuff, same as with the Jacqueline Carey series. And the hero of the series, because obviously urban fantasy, there is no HEA at the end of the first book, but the hero of the series is the one with the addiction, and he is a vampire that has gone mad from blood drinking, and he does struggle with that addiction and controlling his impulses, and ends up being like the one person that can help our heroine to go against like all the politics and all the important and powerful people in this world, which I thought that series wise it's a good mirror to the mm-hmm. Pisces traits as opposed to character wise. And
they have beautiful covers, don't they? That's what I remember about this series, yeah. Is how nice the covers are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's definitely one of those series that like it may take you one full book to like really get into it, which for me the first book was just okay, but then by book two I really love the concept and I really love the world building and like how she set everything up. So
do you think I would like it?
Well, how much do you like books with like politic as like the main world building theme?
I quite like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you might, yeah. Because it's,
I'm a fantasy reader. Yeah. That's normally what.
That's true.
Okay.
I think you might. I think you might like it.
Yeah, I like fake politicking like in books, but I don't like
actual
like real life contemporary politics.
I get enough of that in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We're already living it.
This is all about like all the corruption of like members of royalty and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and so then the other two that I have are more on the cutesy side of like the empathetic.
I think we need some introverted, cutesy.
No addiction.
No addiction. No sex worker.
We've really doubled down on that, haven't we, in this episode.
So let's go with happy. So actually, the first one is a paranormal romance, and it's Isadora from Don't Hex and Drive by Juliet Cross. And I'm going with the empathetic introverted, and she just prefers getting lost in her own world of plants and animals instead of dealing with people.
And who can blame her?
Yeah, I agree. And seeking pleasure with her gorgeous Bollywood star hero. And then the other one is Lady Penelope from The Wallflower Wager by Tessa Dare, which I think she's empathetic, daydreamy kind of character. So I think she fits that sweeter
side.
She
was super cute.
Absolutely.
I liked her. The Hedgehog. That's my favorite.
The Hedgehog.
Aww. And the terror. I remember the Hedgehog and the terrible sandwiches. That's why.
The sham sandwiches.
Yeah.
But also, I will say that, like, piggybacking on that, because I love that book as well, total cinnamon roll hero, and also Sunshine and, what is it? Sunshine and...
Grumpy,
yeah, pairing, for sure. But, like, the romance is also really sweet in that book.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's definitely, that's a really good one. I was trying to think of, like, a Bridgerton one, but I can't think of any. Because, like, in theory, we could say Penelope, but I think Penelope would be more of an Aquarius than a Pisces.
Yeah, I don't...
So, be Francesca from Bridgerton?
No, I think she's super practical.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe Edwina, who is Kate Sheffield's sister.
Oh.
I mean, she doesn't...
She's not like she's a secondary, but we get more of her in the bonus epilogue, I think. It's not her. Sorry, I'm thinking Benedict's book.
Oh, Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict. Oh, Benedict would be good. Yeah, he'd be good Pisces.
Artist,
yeah.
Into his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has all the nice traits, I think, of a Pisces.
Yeah. Because other than that, I think that the rest of the Bridgerton siblings are very not Pisces. I think Benedict is definitely a good one. And I also, I would say that the way that they are writing him in the show, even more so, is very much a Pisces. And I'm actually kind of feeling like I'm getting like bi vibes from him, which I would totally be okay with. Mm-hmm. If they wrote him that way.
From the show, series. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Although, I mean, I agree, but at the same time, if they don't pair them with the exact people who are
that's
in the
books. Like, right. The journey can be different, but the outcome must be the same. Like, I will be very upset if he doesn't end up with the one he's supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care that they change Kate's name, because whatever. As long as her character traits are the same. Like, I'm like, I don't care if she's Kate Sheffield. Is it? Or Kate...
Sharma.
Is it Sharma?
Yeah.
Sharma. Like, I don't care what her surname is, as long as she is the character Kate from the book.
Right. Just like with Simon. Like, we got... I think that the Simon in the show is far more interesting than the Simon in the book. I mean, minus... I mean, let's also add in the spoon situation. But,
Oh, can I just say something controversial?
Oh, God.
That spoon thing freaks me out. Like, I don't think it's sexy.
No, Susan, because you know why? Because whenever you say things like this, it makes me really confused. Because you say that freaks you out, but then you tell us about the craziest fucking Blue Planet stuff. And then you're just like, wait, no, don't worry about this. Like, I know that this is going to sound really crazy, but this is really a good book to read. And I'm like, but Sue, like, how are you creeped out by a spoon? But we can have...
Because I feel like he sexually assaulted that spoon, and I don't know if that spoon gets...
Would you rather he sexually assault the girl? Like, I would rather he sexually assault the spoon.
I feel... if I saw a guy licking a spoon like he did, I would walk quietly away and hope I never saw him again.
Okay, but that would be different because it's just some random guy. But even
a random hot guy, I would be like, what the fuck is making love to that?
But
that
wasn't random. He was like sitting down with the girl that he was like attracted to. So
right, and
like,
the girl who was attracted to him. Right, so like in theory, it was like
a
fourth
date.
That
was totally flirting.
Yes.
No, in a scene, like, no.
That was not random.
No. Listen, you as the viewer. Right. You as the viewer were the stranger walking by. Why are you staring at this man licking the spoon?
And the guy's like,
I know. Suzanne, maybe you should look in the mirror okay? You're the creep in this scenario.
No, I just can't. Whenever I see like the mini video of him licking a spoon, I'm like, ooh.
Now I know what to post.
I'm like, who taught this guy table manners?
It's disgusting.
Well, but you know what's funny is
keep your tongue in your mouth.
I don't think that they thought that it was going to blow up as much as it did. Because, like, so many people were, you know, up on it. So now all of a sudden, and he was on SNL last night, and I think that they did a skit.
Oh, I saw that.
They did a skit with the spoon, but it wasn't him licking it. It was like he picks up spoons.
Cereal.
Yeah, but it was like cereal, yeah. Spoon, and I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't watch it because I'm like,
you're traumatized.
I'm sorry, but the spoon freaks me out.
The logic. The logic.
I just don't like. I don't like it. Like, the table manners appool me.
Must
your tongue
be
should
British
be out your mouth
you.
When you're eating, okay? Like, it just shouldn't. I don't agree with it.
Elbows
on, like it.
Elbows off the table and tongue in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tongue in the mouth.
No hats at the table. No elbows on the table. Tongue in mouth whilst you're eating and keep your mouth closed.
And no slurping.
No slurping. Like, oh.
People were not aware that we were coming in for like a manners
right the etiquette table etiquette
yeah
but in general I agree that Simon was better in a TV program than he was in the books, but I think Daphne was better in the books than she was in a TV
agreed
program.
100%
right
100%
yeah I am
sorry, and it's not just her weird bangs, it was like
oh yeah
God, it was so many other
like,
things
I mean, it wasn't the actress, I don't think. I just think the way they wrote her, like, I preferred her character as, like, always the friend, never the...
Yeah, she seemed like, very petulant in the show, like, the way that she was written.
Yeah, I just...
So, in my opinion...
I mean, to be fair, the first book isn't great anyway.
I mean, agreed,
It's, like, the weak... The first book and the last book are kind of, like, the weakest books in the series, I feel.
Agreed.
But, whatevs. I still enjoy both of those things.
Right, but everybody go read the series.
Apart from the spoon. Oh, yeah. Like, if you haven't read The Viscount Who Loved Me, like, it is for sure one of the strongest book in the series. And I think I prefer it to Penelope's book. Because I prefer Anthony to Colin.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far. I will say that, yes, I think when it comes to the romance... Like, and the dialogue and everything, I definitely prefer Anthony's book over Colin's book, but I love Penelope's character so much that's why that edges out Anthony's book. But I will say that after watching the show and then going back and doing my series reread, that I had a fonder appreciation for Anthony's book than I recall having, like, reading...
Yeah.
Previously. So, but Anthony's book is 100% better than the first book. And
I love Penelope's book as well. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I just love Kate as well. Kate is a great character in that. She's so feisty. Yeah. She's so feisty.
Zero fucks given.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
See, we agree on some things.
That's true.
We agree on some things. So I actually had, a historical romance character who I thought fit some of the nicer aspect of Pisces, and that's Daisy Bowman from Scandal in Spring by Lisa Kleypas.
Yes.
Who is
good.
Like a daydreamer. She's she's a romantic for sure. I think she's quite introverted. Because, like, Lillian, her sister, is an extrovert, and she's an introvert who likes to read and daydream. Mm-hmm. Not quite to the point of being a fantasist, but I think, like, her, it's kind of coloured sometimes the way that she sees reality and romance. She's a great character. But, yes, I think she's got some Pisces traits in her as well. So any other recommendations that people had?
No, I'm glad that we figured out a Bridgerton, because I legit was like, I wanted to incorporate a Bridgerton and I couldn't think of one. But Benedict is definitely a great choice. So, yes, I feel comfortable
with
what we did.
The artiste of the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, guys, we've run out of recommendations for you. So if you want to come shout at us about what we've said about you, Pisces people, feel free to do so. Let us know your thoughts. Yeah, you Pisces people. Next week, we'll be discussing Caressed by Ice by Nalini Singh. And we'll be in that book, we're introduced to our first Psy hero of the series.
Can't wait.
So that's, yeah, it's exciting. This one is like a real standout book for me in the whole series. And there's 19 of them. And this one is still like one of my favorites. So like I said, if you want to come shout at us about the things we said about you Pisces, you can find us and follow us. I mean, you should definitely do that. You can find us on Insta at The Fangover or thefangover.com if you want to look at our amazing website, or you can join our Facebook group and shout at us there.
Just come shout at us wherever at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're not all addicts.
Right? Or sex workers.
Or sex workers.
Though we respect sex workers, okay? Like, I do at least. Yeah. Like, what else?
Yeah.
Like,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Yeah. But we do know you're not all abusing substances. Yes. We are aware. Also, if anyone feels the same way about me, about that fucking spoon.
Do not justify Susie.
She wants validation,
okay?
Now.
Listen.
I need validation.
No,
because I feel like I'm the only one in the world who like finds
you
it
are.
You're the only one.
Weird. You really are.
No, we have to
and,
just
like,
do a poll.
Scrolls past it.
No, just do a poll.
Oh.
Do a poll on the Facebook or on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because, you're going to lose. But go ahead.
I know I'm going to lose, but if I could just find one other person who will clearly be my soulmate, then I'll be so happy, because I feel like I'm alone in this.
You are.
I probably am, but at time. So you can find me on Instagram at Tales with Suzanne or underthecoversbookblog.com.
And you can find me on Instagram at UTCBookBlog and underthecoversbookblog.com.
And you can find me at Ideally Inspired Reviews on Insta or ideallyinspiredreviews.com.
So guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye!
Grab your spoons.